McLean Rotary Club gets new president and board, celebrates achievements. The Rotary Club of McLean inducted a new board and president at a June 25 ceremony and outlined its goals for the upcoming year. The club at the installation ceremony thanked outgoing president Carmen Wu for her service. Amelia Stansel, governor of Rotary District 7610, inducted the club's 2024-25 board of directors and president. The new leadership team consists of President Cecilia Kloss, President, Vance Savella, Vice President, Janine Frank, President-elect, Michael Falcone, Secretary, and Michael Arietti, Treasurer. Upon her installation, Kloss shared her key initiatives for the upcoming year. These included creating a sustainable plan for an enduring club, increasing interaction with the community and building fundraising capacity for a greater impact on local and international initiatives. Members also celebrated the club's achievements in its 2023-24 year, in which the group held its first Jingle Run 5K, which the club plans to make an annual event. Conducted its signature fundraiser, Chocolate Festival 2024, which brought in more than 3,000 customers and netted in excess of $26,000. Increased its fundraising efforts, which resulted in $52,000 going to 15 grant applicants for local and international projects. Grant recipients included McLean Project for the Arts, McLean Tree Foundation, McLean Community Rise Against Hunger and Falls Church McLean Children's Center. For more information about the Rotary Club of McLean and its projects, visit www.mcleanrotary.org. To learn more about Rotary International, which has 1.4 million members worldwide, go to rotary.org. Fairfax Commonwealth's Attorney's Office receives grant to support victims, witnesses. Fairfax Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano announced July 2 that Virginia's Victim Witness Grant Program had awarded his office $25,000. Which will be used to provide security and support services for victims and witnesses in criminal trials. This funding is part of a new $1 million grant program distributed by Virginia's Department of Criminal Justice Services. After the General Assembly authorized a witness protection program in 1994, law enforcement officials throughout the state waited 30 years for funding to be provided to support the program's required services. With funding finally available for local law enforcement agencies, Fairfax County will be able to provide support services and security for both victims and witnesses. These services are necessary, as victims and witnesses can face intimidation or logistical barriers to testifying in court. This isn't a small step forward for community safety, it's a giant leap, Descano said.